The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th Canto, 6th Chapter, Text Number 1, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on January 2nd, 1976, in Madras, India.
Sri Prahlada Vasa, Kumaro Asari Pragya, Dharmana Bhagavataniha. दुर्लभं मानुषं जन्म तदपि अध्रुवं अर्थदम्। देखिए प्रहलाद महाराज वन ऑफ द ऑथोरिटीज ऑफ कृष्ण कॉन्शियसनेस। देर आर 12 ऑथोरिटीज मेंशन इन द शास्त्र। शंभु नारद शंभु कुमार कपिल मनो प्रह्लाद जनक भीष्म बलि वैयासकी वयम्। दिस इज द स्टेटमेंट ऑफ जमराज अबाउट द ऑथोरिटीज ऑफ धर्म। धर्म मीन्स भागवत धर्म। आई थिंक आई हैव एक्सप्लेन्ड लास्ट टाइम। धर्म मीन्स भागवत। धर्मं तु साक्षात् भगवत् प्रदीप। जस्ट लाइक आवर मिस्टर चीफ जस्टिस गिव्स जजमेंट ऑन द लॉ। सो द लॉ कैनॉट बी मैन्युफैक्चर्ड बाय एनी कॉमन मैन और एनी बिजनेस मैन। नो, लॉ कैन बी मैन्युफैक्चर्ड ओनली बाय द स्टेट, बाय द गॉड। Nobody can manufacture. That will not be done. Even the high court, if somebody pleads, sir, I have got my own law, then Mr. Justice will not accept. Similarly, dharma, you cannot manufacture. Either you are a very big man. Even Chief Justice, he cannot make a law. The law is given by state. Similarly, dharma means Bhagavad Dharma. Other so-called dharmas, they are not dharma. They will not be accepted. Exactly in the same way, law manufactured at your home is not accepted. Therefore, dharma saksat bhagavat pranitam. And what is Bhagavat Pranitam Dharma? That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. We know everyone. He came, Krishna came, his mission was Dharma Samasthapana Thaya, for establishing the religious principles or re-establishing. Dharmasya Glani Bhavati Bharata. Dada dadahi dharma saglani bhavati bhavati. So sometimes there is glani, discrepancies in the matter of discharging the principles of dharma. At that time Krishna comes. Pritranaya sadhunam vinashaya cha duskita. Yuge yuge sambhavam. So this dharma, Krishna did not come to reorganize the so-called dharmas, Hindu dharma, Muslim dharma, Christian dharma, Buddha dharma, no. According to Srimad Bhagavatam, it is said, dharma prodhita koidava. This, the dharma, which is a type of cheating process. That kind of dharma is prajjita. Prafishta rupena ujjita. And it is thrown out or kicked out. The real dharma is bhagavad dharma. Real dharma. That's what Prahlada Maharaja said. Kumaro asarit prajna Dharmanam Bhagavatanya. Actually, dharma means God, our relationship with God, and acting according to that image, so that we may attain the ultimate goal of life. That is dharma. Sambandha, Abhideya, Prayaja. These three things, the whole Vedas are divided into three steps. Sambandha, what is our connection with God? That is called Sambandha. And then Abhideya, according to that relationship we have to act. And why do we act? Because we have got the goal of life, to achieve the goal of life. So, what is the goal of life? The goal of life is that to go back to home, back to God. That is goal of life. We are part and parcel of God. God is Sanatana, and He has His own abode. Sanatana. Parastasmattu bhava anya bhaktya bhaktya sanatam. There is a place ever existing. This material world, it will not exist forever. It is bhutta bhutta praliyate. It is manifested at a certain death, just like your body and my body. It is manifested on a certain death. It will stay for some time, it will grow, it will give some byproduct, then we become old, dwindling, and then finish. This is called sarobika of anything which is material. But there is another nature where there is no sarobika, that is eternal. So that is called sanatana, dham. And the jiva, we, living entities, we are also described as itana. Na hannate hannamane sarire. And the Lord is also addressed as sanat. So our real situation is that we are sanatan, Krishna is sanatan, and Krishna has his abode sanatan. When he go back to that sanatan dham and live with the Supreme Sanatana Krishna, and we are also Sanatana. The process by which we can achieve this highest goal of life, that is called Sanatana. We are exhibiting here Sanatana Dharma. So Sanatana Dharma and this Bhagavad Dharma, the same thing. Bhagavat, Bhagavan, from the word Bhagavan, Bhagavat has come. So, this Bhagavat Dharma has been described by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He says, Jivere Sarupai Nitya Krishna Dhar. We are eternal servant of Krishna. This is. But at the present moment, with our material connection, instead of becoming the servant of God or Krishna, we have become servants of so many other things, Maya. And therefore you are suffering. You are not spying. That cannot. It cannot fit. Just like you take one screw from the machine. If this screw somehow or other falls down, it is nowhere. But the same screw, when you fit to the machine, or the machine is not working for want of one screw, it is in disturbed condition, so you take that same screw and fit it. And the machine working and the screw becomes very valuable. So we are part and parcel of God, Krishna, Mamayivansa Jiva, he says Krishna. So, we are now separated. We have fallen down. See, another example is just a big fire and the small sparks. The small spark is also fire, so long it is really fire. And in somehow or other the sparks fall down out of the fire, it extinguishes. There is no more fire quality. But if you take it again and put it into the fire, again it becomes spark. So our position is like that. Somehow or other, we have come to this material world. Although we are a small particle, fragmental parts of the Supreme Law, but because we are in this material world, we have forgotten our relationship with God and our manasasthani indriyani prakritisthani karsati. You are struggling against the laws of material world, so many other things. Here also we are serving, because we are eternally serving. But because we have given up the service of the Supreme Law, we have been engaged as servant of so many things. But nobody is satisfied. Nobody is satisfied. This is why. It cannot be satisfied. Because we are constitutionally servant of God, but we have been placed in this material world to serve so many other things which is not fitting. Therefore, we are creating plans of service. That is called mental concoction, manasasthanindriya, prakritisthani karsati, struggle. It is a struggle. So we are making different plans, but it will not be successful. That much I explained last night, that we are thinking independent and we are planning so many things independently to become happy. It is not possible. That is not possible. That is Maya's illusory play. Daivi dhesa gunavai mama maya duratva. You cannot serve. Then what is the ultimate solution? Māme vajā prabhadante māyāme tāṁ saraṁ. If we surrender to Krishna, then we revive our original position. That is Krishna consciousness means, instead of keeping so many things in consciousness, they are all polluted consciousness. The real we have got consciousness, that is a fact. But our consciousness is polluted. So we have to purify the consciousness. To purify consciousness means bhakti. Bhakti, the definition given in Narada Pancharatra, as well as Rupa Goswami. Rupa Goswami says, annavilasita sunnam, jnana karmadi anabritam, anukullena krishna anusilam bhakti. This is first class bhakti. But there is no other ultimate motive. Because here in the material world, under the control of material nature, pratityakramanani gunaikarmani sarvaga, ahankara vimuratma katta. We are under the full control of the prakriti, material nature. But because we are foolish, we have forgotten our position. So ahankar, false ahankar. This is false ahankar. I am Indian. I am American. I am Brahmin. I am Kshatri. This is false ahankar. Therefore, Narada Pancharatra says, sarvapadhi vinirmuktam. So, one has to become free, uncontaminated from all these dealings. I am Indian, I am American, I am this, I am that. Sarvapati vinirmukta. Tatparatena nirmalam. When he is purified, nirmalam, without any designation, that I am part and parcel of Krishna. Aham Brahma. This is Aham Brahma. Krishna is Param Brahma. He is described in the Srimad Bhagavad Gita. Arjuna, Parabrahma Paramadhama Pavitram Paramam Bhavam Purusham Shastatam Adhyam. Arjuna recognized and he said, you are recognized by all the authorities. Prahlad Maharaj is one of the authorities. I've described authorities. Brahma is authorities. Lord Shiva is authority. And Kapila is authority. Kumara, four Kumara, they are authorities. And Manu is authority. Similarly, Prahlad Maharaj is authority. Janak Maharaj is authorities. The 12 authorities. So Arjuna confirmed that you are speaking yourself, that you are the Supreme Lord, Matta Parataram Nanya. And from discussion of Bhagavad Gita, I also accept you, Parabrahma. And not only that, all the authorities, they also accept you. Recently, in our time, Ramanucharya, Madhyacharya, all the acharyas, they also accept Krishna. Even Shankaracharya, he accepts Krishna. Sabhagavan sang Krishna. So Krishna is accepted, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, by all the acharyas. So you have to learn from the acharyas, not any common man or any self-made acharya. No, that will not. Just like we sometimes in the court, we give some judgment from the other court, and that is taken very seriously, because it is authority. We cannot manufacture judgment. Similarly, Acharya Upasanam in the Bhagavad Gita, it is a commandment. We have to go to the Acharya. Acharyavan Purusha Vida. One who has accepted Acharya in the disciplic succession, he knows the things. So all the Acharyas, they accept Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Narada, he accepts. Vyasadeva, he accepts. And Arjuna also accepts, who personally listened to Krishna, Bhagavad Gita. And Lord Brahma, yesterday somebody questioned that whether there was the name of Krishna before Dwaparayuga. No, there was. In the Shastras, there are Krishna, the Vedas, and Atharva Veda, and other Krishna Devi is there. And in the Brahma Sangita, Lord Brahma, he wrote Brahma Sangita. It is clearly explained there. Ishara Parama Krishna, Satyananda Vigraha, Anadi, Iradi, Anadi, Adi, Govinda, Sarvakaranta. And Krishna also says, Matta parataram nanya kinchidasti vananda. Aham sarvasya prabhava. Sarvasya means including all the devatas, all the living entities, everything. And the Vedanta says, janmadasya jada. So, Krishna is the absolute supreme person, Ishara Paramahansa, from Lord Brahma. He is the distributor of Vedic knowledge. And Krishna says also, Veda is sasarvai, aham eva vedam. This is the ultimate road. So, the Bhagavad Dharma, Bhagavan, Krishna su Bhagavan Sam, in the list of the incarnation given in the Srimad Bhagavatam, there is the name of Krishna also. But at the conclusion, Vyasadeva says, Iti chansakala pumsa krishnastu bhagavan sayam. He concludes that all the incarnations mentioned here, they are ansa kala, partly manifestation or part of partly manifestation. Kala means part of partly. But the name which is mentioned here, Krishna, he is the Supreme Personality of God. Krishna su Bhagavan. So Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That is accepted by all the acharyas. And in the Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna said, asama urdha, asama. There is no equal to you, asama. And urdha, nobody greater than you. That is God. Supreme means who has no equal. Neither anyone is greater than you. Everyone is that. That is called asama urdha. This is there. So there cannot be any competitor of God. God is one. Eka Brahma Ditya Nasti. But he expands in different ways. That is explained in the Bharata. Samsa Vibhinnam. He expands as Vishnu Tattva. That is Samsa. And he expands as Jiva Tattva. That is Vibhinnam. So we are also expansions of God, Vibhinnam. A small fragmental portion. The qualities are there. Very, very small part. But the whole potency is there in Krishna. Nitya Nityanam Chetana Chetananam. So there is one supreme living being, as supreme, eternal, and that is Krishna. This is, and to cultivate this knowledge is called Bhagavata. So Prahlad Maharaj, he learned this Bhagavad Dharma when he was a baby within the womb of his mother. He learned this Bhagavad Dharma. So devotees, Savanam Kirtanam Vishnu, they are engaged with these nine different phases of bhakti. Savanam Kirtanam Vishnu, Smaranam Padasivanam, Archanam Bandhanam Dasam, Sakham Mahatmani. So they are different devotees who have accepted one of them, just like Sri Vishnu's Savane, Parikhit. Parikhit Maharaj, he simply heard, listened from Sukadeva Goswami, the Bhagavad Dharma. He did not do anything else. Simply by hearing. And, avavat vayasaki kirtane, vayasaki, the son of Vyasadeva, Sukadeva Goswami, he simply explained Bhagavad. So both of them got the same goal of life, liberation. And liberation means mukti hitya annatha rupam sarupena avasthiti. This is called mukti. In the Srimad Bhagavatam it is said. Mukti means just like a person has fallen sick. He cannot walk, he cannot go to his office, so many disadvantages. But when he is cured of the sickness or fever, he again comes to his normal life. Similarly, when we come to our normal life, that is called mukti. Mukti does not mean I have got two hands, I get four hands, or two heads or five heads, not like that. Simply, to come to our normal condition. That is the definition of bhakti also. Real mukti means to be situated in bhakti. That is mukti. Mukti simply to understand that I am Brahma. That is not mukti. That is mukti, that is like convalescent state. Just like a man is has no fever, but is not cured. There may be relapse. There is possibility of relapse, typhoid fever. So, the Brahmanubhuti, Brahma realization, Aham Brahmasmi, it is mukti, but it is not very secure position. One may fall down again. that is stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Janneva Vindaka Vimukta Manina, Vimukta Manina. They think that Brahmaleen, they think that they have become mukta, but actually they are not mukta. Janneva Vindaka Vimukta Manina is thinking that. Why? Avijuddha Buddhaya, his intelligence is not yet purified. As soon as it is purified, then it is bhakti. Therefore, Bhagavan says that Bhavanam Janmanam Ante Gyanavan Man Kripadya. He is a Gyanavan. Gyanavan means, I am not this body, I am not matter, I am spirit soul. That is Gyan. Gyan means there must be vairagya, detestfulness. Then I have nothing to do with this material world. Gyan vairagya. If there is real gyan, then there is vairagya. Because we are suffering on account of an attachment to this material world. So gyan means that I have nothing to do with this material world because I am not this material body. Everyone is engaged in this bodily engagement, so-called, so many isms, all the activities of the world, then because on account of this bodily conception of life. So when one becomes free from the bodily conception of life, he comes to the understanding of Brahma identification, that is the beginning of mukti. That is not mukti. Therefore, in the Bhagavad Gita it is said that Brahma Bhuta Prasannarma. As soon as one realizes that I am not this body, so I should be interested in so-called social life or political life or this life, that life, because they are all due to this bodily conception. So one can understand that I am not this body. Then what business I have got this bodily conception of activities? Prasanna, I have no responsibility. I have no responsibility with this bodily platform. Prasanna, he gets relief from so many engagements on account of this body. I am Indian, I am Hindu, I am Brahmin, I am chief of this family, I have to take care of this so many persons and so on. So many responsibilities. And so he feels relieved. No, I have no response. Brahma Bhuta Prasanna Atma na sochati na kankati. If he does not identify himself with this matter, then if the matter is lost or gained, what he has got to do? Na sochati na kankati. Because you have got material attachment, therefore something material lost, we lament, and something material we do not possess, we have. The two kinds of diseases. So Brahma Bhuta means these things are the symptom. He is a joyful, prasannātmā, na sochati na kāṅkati, and samasarvīrūdhīte. Then he can see viddhā vinaya sampanne, brāhmani, yavi, hastini, sunīte, kasapā, pandita, he has become pandita. Samasarvīrūdhīte. When these conditions are fulfilled, mana bhakti labhati para, then he enters into devotion. So devotional service is not a sentiment. It is more scientific. Just to become free from the contamination of this material world. That means one who is devotee, he is already mukta. He is liberated. That is also stated in Bhagavad Gita. That mārcabhyāvicārini bhakti yoga na ja sevate sagunāna samapritta etāna brahma bhūyāra. If you want to be brahmalīn, so that is actually brahmalīn means to be engaged 24 hours in devotion. That is brahmalīn. There is not a second vacant without Krishna's service. Just like Chaitanya Mahāprabhu said, Sunyāyitaṁ sa jagat sarvam govinda virahenam. I am everything vacant. without Govinda. That is Krishna consciousness. He's thinking simply, I'm Krishna. And without Krishna, everything is zero. So simply to make the material world zero, sunnavadi. That's like the Buddhist philosopher, they think, sunnavadi. And mayavadi, nirvishesha. They are practically the same. The Buddhist said, there is no God. And the Mayavadi said, there is God, but he has no head, tail, nothing. It is in the indirect way to say there is no God. What is the difference? If somebody says there is no God, and if somebody says there is God, but he has no head, he has no tail, he cannot eat, he cannot speak, negative. The same definition in a negative way. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that Vedana Bodha Hoyo Nasti, our standard of philosophy, especially Vaishnava philosophy, anyone who does not accept the Vedic principle, because Vedaishta Sarvayo Ahamevo Vedam, if you do not accept the Vedic authority, then how can you understand God, Krishna? That is not possible. So, anyone who says there is no God, I don't care for the Vedas, he is calculated as Gnostic. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, the Buddhists, they decried the authority of Vedas. He had to do that. There is no way. Jagadev Goswami offered his prayer to Lord Buddha. Nindasi jagga vidheraha suti jatam. Suti in the Vedas, there is a commendation of jagga. And in some of the jaggas, there is a commendation of killing pashu. So, Lord Buddha, he preached ahimsa paramadharma, no killing of animals. So these pandits, they will give evidence. But in the Vedas, there is description of killing animals, how you can stop it. So therefore, he said, I don't care for your Vedas. Nindasi jagga vidhe raha suti jatam. Why this sadaya ridaya darsita pasuhatam? He has so much compassionate to see unnecessary killing of animals. Sadaya ridaya. The Rahimsa Param. That was his, although he is the incarnation of God. Kesava Dhita Buddha Sarita Jaya Jagadisha. So the Vaishnava can understand what is Lord Buddha. And why he decried the authority of, because there was no other way. So, Nindasi Jagga Vidhi Raha Hasuti Jatam. Sadaya ridaya darsita pasughatam kesavadhita buddha sarira jaya jagadisha. Vaishnava can understand what kind of part he is playing. So, in this way, there are different activities going on. And they have been taken as different types of dharma. But real dharma is Bhagavad. Therefore Krishna says, sarva dharman parityajya mamekam sarva. This is dharma. That is called Bhagavad. Intimate relationship with the Lord. Brahmeti, Bhagavaniti, Brahmeti, Paramatmaiti, Bhagavaniti, Tattavit, Vadanti, Tattavidas, Tatyam, Jajjnanam, Adyayam. There is no difference between Brahma and Paramatma and Bhagavan. But still there is difference. This is called Achinta Vedare. There are two kinds of philosophers, Veda and Aveda, oneness and difference. So, these Veda and Aveda combine together. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's philosophy. Achinta Veda Aveda. Simultaneously one and different. So, the other gods, They are also gods. We are also God, you are also God, because God means controller. Your Honor, with justice, he is also controlling the whole High Court. I am controlling this institution, you are controlling your family, or office, or factory. So, in that sense, everyone is God, controller. But he is not Supreme God. That is not. Supreme God is Krishna. We may be Ishara, God, but Supreme God is Krishna. Ishara Parama Krishna, that is the verdict of Lord Brahma. Even Brahma, he is also worshipping the Supreme God. Tene Brahma Rida Adikavai Mayanti Jatta Sura Janmadasya Jataha Annayati Tatatascha Arthesu Kavigna Sarat. So God is Sarat. He is not dependent on any other controller. That is God. We are God, that's all right, but we are controlled, even by the material nature. What to speak of other things? So you are not independent. Independent God is Krishna. Sarat, he is described as Sarat. Sarat means independent. He is not controlled by anyone. That is real God. And we are maybe God, but imitation God, a small God, but the great God is great, that great God is Krishna. So Prahlad Maharaj says that Kaumaran, the boy, he was taking the opportunity of teaching his classmate. He was 5 years old boy, and his father was a great demon, Hiranyakashipu, don't talk of God. So in this way, he was in a very precarious condition. Still, because he was a Vaishnava, he was taking the opportunity of preaching Krishna consciousness. Preaching Krishna consciousness. So he was asking, the boys are very eager to play, and he said, no, my dear friends, don't play. Let us discuss something about Bhagavata. Therefore he said that, Komaro Asatra, don't think that in the old days we shall discuss about Krishna consciousness. Immediately, in this age, Komaro Asatra, if you are really intelligent. Why? But is there any guarantee that you become old man? You can die at any moment. So take this opportunity. Until the next death comes, you take this opportunity in the matter of Krishna consciousness. That is for Lagma. There is no guarantee. Why you are thinking that way? That now you are 5 years old, you will live for 500 years. No, there is no guarantee. At any moment you can die. Durlabhama Maharu Sangha Janma. This body, human form of body, is obtained after many, many millions of years. Through evolution is brought. Jalayana Valukhani Savaral Kaminati. 8,400,000 species of life we have to come through. Then we have got this body, human form of life, and civilized. According to our Vedic concept, and a civilized means Arya. Arya. When Arjuna was declining to fight, Krishna condemned him. Anarya system. You are just like speaking like an Anarya. Not an Arya. It is your duty, you must do it. An Arya Dhistam Makitim Karamajuna. You will be defined by others. Don't do it. So, an Arya, Aryan means who accepts this Varnasam Dharma. 4 Varnas, 4 Asa. Varnasam Acharvata Purushena Parakrama Vishnu Aradhase. The real aim is to go back to home, back to Godhead, Vishnu. So, this is the process. If we execute this Varnasam Dharma rightly, then we gradually make progress towards spiritual realization. It is so arranged in that way. Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra. Not by birth, but by qualification. Chatuvarnamaya system. If these qualifications are found anywhere else, you should accept that. Even that is explained by Narada. that jasahi jat lakshanam proktam varnahi banjakam. Just like in the court, there is no such race or caste as lawyers. Anyone who knows law is accepted. Similarly, the quality of Brahmana is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Samadama tidikha sattam savitam ajavam jnanam vidyanam astikam brahma dharma sabhav. You can train anyone. It's like you can train anyone as lawyer. You can train anyone as a engineer or medical practitioner. Similarly, you can train anyone as Brahmana. That is one thing. That is what. So our Krishna consciousness movement is like that. We are trying to train some men as real Brahman. Because Brahman is the head, is the brain of the society. If the society has no brain, it is in chaotic condition. Brahma janati iti Brahmana. Janmana jayati suddha sanskara bhavidhi. So some section of the people must know what is Brahma, what is God. And they should preach all over the world. That is the greatest necessity at this present moment. So our Krishna consciousness movement is trying to do that. Although we are captivating or attracting some younger section, especially in Western countries. But Prahlad Maharaj recommends that Kumara Acharya Prarva, Dharman Bhagavata. This sit training should start immediately from the child. So we are opening one Gurukul in Vrindavan. So to train Brahmachari, first of all Brahmachari, the society, the student should be Brahmachari. Brahmachari guru kule basan danta guru hitam. Everything is there. Now we have to introduce these things. Otherwise, the human society is already fallen and it will fall down more and more. It will be hellish condition. And so only hope is this Krishna consciousness. So I request you all to take this movement very seriously and try to help us. Thank you very much. Any questions?
Swami, one devotee has asked me to see him come up.
Kindly remain seated.
So far, our philosophy is concerned, we want to be free from sinful activities. Because in the Bhagavad Gita it is said, Jesham antagatam papam jananam punya karmana te dandamaha nirmukta bhajante imam dhirabhata. We are trying our best to become a perfect devotee of Krishna. So, to become a perfect devotee means he must be sinless. If one is sinful, he cannot become perfect devotee. So according to Shastra, this animal killing is sinful. Sriyasanapanadruta jatra papas chaturvidha. These four kinds of sinful activities, namely illicit sex, sriya, that is also in our Vedic culture. This is common morality. Chanakya Pandit even says that matrivat paradare, anyone, any other woman, the wife of other gentleman, she should be considered as mother. This is civilization. So what to speak of illicit sex?
But people are degrading, that is another thing. But this is our standard of civilization. Even a great politician, he says, who is Pandit? Who is Lalat? Vat paradareshu paradarbeshu lostava atava sarvabhuteshu japasati sa pandita. He doesn't say that one has to take degrees. By behavior, one should be understood. So, these four principles, namely illicit sex, animal killing, and intoxication.
Behavior.
Yes. So, these are sinful activities, and our position is how to become sinless. Therefore, we do not recommend animal killing. That is not possible.
This is a world of Shakti or energy. There is a worldwide rise in prices of energy resources like oil, coal, gas, and electricity. This means that there is a depletion of these energy resources. Naturally, there will be worldwide destruction of mankind and other living beings and materials in the near future. What are your views?
Yes, these material things, they are energies. That is described in the Bhagavad Gita. Bhumi rapo nalo vayu khangamano buddhiri. Bhindrame patiti astada. The petrol is also another form of Krishna's energy. Parasa shakti vividhaiva sriyate. Any energy. There are many millions of energies. Natasya tajam karanam cha vidyate. Krishna has nothing to do. Because everything is being done by his energy. Although he is the ultimate source of everything, but he is doing everything by his energy. Parasa sakti vividhaiva sriyate savaviki jnana valakriyas. And it appears that it is being automatically done. Not, it is not automatically done. It is done by Krishna's energy. So this material energy is also Krishna's energy. It is not a different energy. Krishna says, Bhumi rapa analo vayu. Now this petrol is liquid thing, so apa. It is a kind of liquid thing, apa. See, it is Krishna's energy. So, our Vaishnava philosophy is that Krishna's energy should be utilized for Krishna. This is Krishna concept. So everything can be utilized for service of Krishna. So when you use this petrol for Krishna's spreading Krishna consciousness, if we can use 1,000 or 100,000 motor cars using petrol for spreading Krishna consciousness, that is the proper utilization of petrol. That is sadharma. When Krishna says, you surrender unto me, that is your sadharma. Because you are part and parcel of Krishna, your business is to serve Krishna, just like this finger is part and parcel of my body. So I say, finger, please come here. He immediately comes. This is the normal condition of the finger. Similarly, if you are really healthy in normal condition, then you must be ready to serve Krishna. That is your sadharma. If the finger cannot come immediately on my order, on my head, that means it is not in normal condition, it is in disease condition. Similarly, when you cannot serve Krishna, that is your disease condition. Thank you. So that I have already explained, that incarnation, whose incarnation? The question will be, whose incarnation? God. So that God is Krishna. You do not know that, now learn it. Yes. Incarnation means somebody's incarnation. So who is that somebody? That is Krishna. That's all. If you do not know it, you understand now. That is the normal rules and regulations that a specially Brahmana, he must go through the four ashramas. First of all become brahmachari, then grihastha, then vanaprastha, then take sannyas. And this is for the Brahmanas. And for the kshatriyas, brahmachari, grihastha and vanaprastha. And for the Vaishyas, brahmachari, grihastha. And for the Shudras, only grihastha. This is the process. This is normal process. But either one is Brahmana, or Kshatriya, or Vaishya, and Shudra, if he takes to Krishna consciousness, he becomes above these rules and regulations. Manchabhyavicharini bhakti yogena desa yote sagunan samatitta yitan brahma bhuyayata. So, this Krishna consciousness movement is that it is giving immediate lift to everyone to come to the transcendental platform, brahma bhuyayata. But general state is varnasrama dharma. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he was discussing with Ramananda Rai, he, first of all, what is the aim of life? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is asking. So, Ramananda Rai replied, that first of all, to begin this varnasrama dharma. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, iho baiho age kahoa. Yes, this is all right, but this is external. If you know something better, please tell me. So, in this way, step by step, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this Varnas Ashram Dharma, Karma Tya, Karma Sannyas, and Karma Mishra Bhakti, Jnana Mishra Bhakti, everything was described by Ramananda Rai, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu not rejected. He said, it is all right, but if you know something better, then at last when Ramananda said, stop it. When Ramananda said, that, quoting one verse from Srimad Bhagavatam, sthane sthita sutigatan tanuvang mano bhi. That it doesn't matter what you are, you remain in your post, sthane sthita. Sutigatan, through the oral deception, if you hear about Krishna, then you become perfect. That is the statement. This is required at the present moment. That you remain, whatever you are, either Brahman, Kshatri, Vaishya, Shudra, Englishman, Indian, or whatever, it doesn't matter. You try to understand Krishna, that's all. If you do that, then everything will be perfect. And that can be very easily done by chanting Hare Krishna mantra. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given this mantra. It is from Shastra. Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Iva Kevalam. Kalo nasti, uknasti. In this age, in Kali Yuga, it is very difficult to bring back the fallen population again to the standard of Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya. It is practically lost now. The best thing is that all of them combined together, Brahman, Kshatri, Vaishya, Shudra, or even less than Shudra, Kirata, Kunam, the Pulinda, Pukkasa, take to this process of chanting and hearing of the Lord's name. Everything will be all right. It is confirmed by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he was discussing with Ramananda Rai, He was a governor of this Madras province under the regime of Maharaj Pratapaditya of Orissa. And he was a politician, but he was a very learned scholar in Krishna consciousness. That's what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was talking with him. So, because he was a Shudra by birth, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was not only very exalted position, Brahmana and Sannyasi. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was questioning and he was answering. So he felt little hesitation. And he said, sir, you are so exalted, I am a grihastha and a politician and a Valkanaya. So immediately Chaitanya Mahaprabhu encouraged him, no, don't hesitate. Kiva sudra kiva vapra vipra nasikane no. Jai Krishna tattva vetta sehi guru. He said, don't hesitate. It doesn't matter whether he is a grihastha, sannyasi, or brahmana, or sudra. If he knows Krishna, he is guru. That is one.